Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Baseball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. Remax Cornerstone Realty and Remax Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at BaptistFirst.org and the City of Wetumpka.
The Odyssey to Oxford continues. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, and it's just about time for postseason softball. We're here in Gulf Shores at the regional, and as we get ready for first pitch between the Wetumpka Indians and the Theodore Bobcats. Indians come into this one, coming in off of their sixth consecutive area championship, a 41-5 record they carry into today's game. And on the other side, the Theodore Bobcats, 14-23. They went 4-4 in 6A Area 1. That's the region with Saraland, Theodore, and a couple of other schools down here in this south region, kind of on the other side of the bay, though, in Mobile. And then on the Indians come down here and travel just about 3 hours down the road here to the Gulf Shore Sports Complex. And Indians serving as the home team here after winning their area, so they will be in the field first. We'll run you through our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. In the circle for the Indians this morning, it's Sophie Arendt making just her sixth start of the season. Catching four behind the plate is Alyssa Brown. Layla Culpepper over at first base. Normally see her at third when she's not in the circle, but playing that first base, picking up where Sophie left off. Lexi Smith at second base, Bailey Carlisle at shortstop, and Taylor Carlisle over at third base. In left field, it's Autumn Holland. Jalen Merle out in center field. Madison Calloway, your right fielder. We don't quite have starting lineups for the Theodore Bobcats just yet, and we will keep you posted on who we expect to see for them. I believe leading off for them, it is going to be number 17, Paris Taylor. It's a familiar sight here for the Indians. They came down here over spring break, played in the Gulf Coast Classic, hosted right here at the Gulf Shores Sportsplex, and they fared pretty well there, went 7-2 across those games, lost twice to the 7A Hoover Bucks, finished as runners up in the tournament. And back here for regionals. And so we'll run you through kind of what this schedule looks like. It is double elimination all the way through. You've got a bunch of other games in 6A being played right now. But the winner of this game between Wetumpka and Theodore will play the winner of Rehoboth and Spanish Fort, and then the losers will match up as well in this afternoon. So try to keep you posted score-wise on what that looks like. They are playing on the field right behind us, so I will keep checking over on the scoreboard over there. And Arant comes set here in the circle, well, in just a moment, where it's about time for first pitch. And we'll run you through her stats kind of throughout the top of this first inning. And first pitch is underway, and it is a call to strike one. It's Paris Taylor serving as the leadoff batter for the Wildcats here this morning. And behind her, it will be number 25, Trinity Seal. It's an 0-1 count here after the first pitch strike from Sophie, and just a little bit high and outside that time will even the count here at one apiece. And Arant, as I mentioned, has only started a couple of games across this season. That one is called strike two, I believe. Nope, just a little bit outside. It is ball two. We're set up here down the third baseline, so it's a little tough to judge those ball and strike calls. We'll do the best we can here throughout the course of this game. It's It's a 2-1 count now. As Arant comes set, fires inside. A really good pitch, and I believe it was called strike. No, it was not. It's actually a 3-1 count. Apologies for that. Can't see the umpire real well out here either. So Arant's appeared in 15 games, but she has only started 6 games. She does have a 7-0 record with 2 saves. Has been effective when she's been in. Gets the swing and a miss on the 3-1 pitch, which will make it a full count here in the top of the first. It is a hot and humid day, as is a custom here on the Gulf Coast. It's about 78 degrees right now with about 80% humidity. Is a swelter out here. The payoff pitch is fouled back straight into the backstop, so we will try it again in just a moment. The last time Arant pitched, though, was on the 25th against Brubaker Tech. She started that game and went for 4 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, but none of them were earned. 1 walk to 4 strikeouts, and across the season, she started 6 games, gone for 39 and a third inning as the payoff pitch comes, and it is fouled off yet again straight back into the backstop. Paris Taylor of the Theodore Bobcats here is fighting. And across those 39 and a third innings, Arant's given up 37 hits, 30 runs, but just 11 of them earned. I'd see that defense play good behind her today. 17 walks to 28 strikeouts with 1.96 earned run average. The payoff pitch for a third time. It is a chopper, but goes foul down the first base side towards the Bobcats dugout. And 10 pitches here already in this first at-bat. And not making things easy on Arant is Paris Taylor. Payoff. A wave and a miss. And Arant starts us off with a K. Sat him down on strikes. And a good job by her to battle back. It was a 3-1 count. And she battled all the way through to get it the strikeout eventually. And that will bring up Trinity Seal to the plate. Another right-handed batter for the Wildcats. As Arant steps on the rubber. First pitch, I believe, is a called strike, and it is on the inside edge of the plate. Good location there from Arant. A swinging strike two there. It was fouled off the neck of the bat and straight down the first base side. The woman in the on-deck circle and Braylon Johnson had to dodge out of the way of it. Arant begins her motion, and the 0-2 just a little bit downstairs will make it a 1-2 count, though, but like I've talked about so many times, just good location there. Trying to get the swing and the miss. No need to put anything super close when you're facing the 0-2 count. The 1-2 is fouled off the neck of the bat, much like the second pitch of the at-bat. And staying alive here again is Trinity Seal. Not making things easy on the Indians so far in the top of this first inning. I mentioned it's a double elimination tournament earlier, so we will play a second game today regardless of the outcome of this one, and then a possibility of 3 tomorrow, just depending on how things shake out. The 1-2 bounced in the dirt there, and we'll even the count up at 2 apiece. The winner of this game will go on to face the winner of Spanish Fort and Rehoboth. Playing on the field right behind us. Their game has not started yet after the 4A game before them went well into the 7th inning. The 2-2 fouled back straight into the backstop, and so the count will remain right where it is. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 down here in the top of the first inning. Just a little bit north. Good pitch there from Arant. Crowd liked it, but will not get the call. And that will make it a full count here. Second full count in just as many batters here for Arant. Freshman in the circle here. and begins her motion and gets a call to strike three. It was a check swing there from Trinity Seal, but definitely did not cross the plate there. I'll call that one down looking, and back-to-back K's for Arant to start off the night. Or the morning, I'm sorry. So used to calling these games at night. It's a little, throws me for a bit of a loop here when we're up in the morning. Two down here, and now the first lefty of the day we will see. It's Braylon Johnson who steps into the batter's box for the Wildcats, chops that one down the third baseline, and right in front of me, Autumn Holland will make the grab and retire the side. Three up, three down for Arant and the Indians. We head to the bottom of the first, knotted at zero. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
And we are back here, bottom of the first, set to get underway in just a moment. And leading off for the Indians, it's Lexi Smith. Your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. First Community Bank, let's do life together. It'll be Lexi Smith leading us off, and Layla Culpepper batting in the two hole right behind her. In the hole here in the bottom of this first inning, Sophie Arant, and then it's Bailey Carlisle, Taylor Carlisle, Autumn Holland, Alyssa Brown as the catcher, Madison Calloway batting in the eighth hole, and then the designated player here this morning, Kyla Richardson batting in the nine hole, Jalen Morrell serving as the flex player. The first pitch to Smith is bounced in the dirt, well in front of the plate, a 1-0 count here to lead us off. It's Trinity Seal on the mound for the Bobcats. And try to work through our starting lineup here throughout. The second pitch is the same result here, just skipped right in front of the plate, and now a 2-0 count to the leadoff woman in Lexi Smith. Quick time call there from Smith after the third pitch was the same result. It was a little bit outside that time as well. Definitely a little bit higher as well. Did not skip in the play, but a 3-0 count here as Smith shows bunt. She will pull back, but it is a called strike one. So 3-1 count here. True hitters count here to Alexi Smith as Culpepper stands in the on-deck circle. And Smith and lays down the bunt, and it's a good one. She'll be safe, no problem. The throw from Seal, well behind her, and Smith with a bunt single to start us off here in the top of the first inning. And if I was a betting man, I'd wager that sometime throughout this at-bat, she will make the arduous journey over to second base. Leads the team in stolen bases. Smith, and yep, first pitch, she is off for second. She's going to round and head for third. The plate was skipped in front of the plate and over the head of the catcher. She will stop right in between second and third, and now will head back to second base. So it's a 1-0 count to Culpepper after that pitch was low and inside. And a stolen base already for Lexi Smith. That is her 42nd stolen base of the season. and upstairs to Culpepper and Smith into third. Just kind of stutter stepped and took a sizable second lead there. And Sutter stepped and then decided that she was going to go. There was no throw from the catcher. Just gave it right back to the seal, the pitcher, and the 2-0 to Culpepper. It is a hard-hit ball tracking for the alley and over the fence. A home run for Layla Culpepper here in the bottom of the first inning. That is home run number 19 on the season as she chases Maya Holt's record of 22. A round tripper for Culpepper gives the Indians a quick 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. That ball was crushed. A round tripper for Culpepper. Back-to-back hits for the first two batters for the Indians, and now a 2-0 lead for the black and gold. And upstairs for the first pitch here to Sophie Aran. It's a 1-0 count to her, missed it north. Called strike one right at the knees of Aran. She leaves the bat on her shoulder here, and that will tie up the count here. One ball and one strike. Off the neck of the bat for Aran, but it's a bloop single over the head of the second basewoman, Harrison. And all three batters for the Indians have reached base successfully on a base hit. Two singles, one by Smith, one by Aran, then of course the round tripper by Culpepper. And now another woman on here as Bailey Carlisle will step up to the plate. The first pitch to Bailey is ball one, or well, never mind. It's actually a strike. I thought he missed it just a little bit high. Blew with a late strike call, and now no one count. Yo, one, hard hit line drive. That'll be a base hit for Bailey right to left field. Found the outfield grass. And Indians just batting around here. Four base hits for the first four batters as Taylor Carlisle, the sister of Bailey, an eighth grader, will come up to the plate next. Runners on first and second for the eighth grader. She comes in with a .387 average across the course of the season and a .429 on base percentage. She will take ball one. Never mind, called strike one. And Coach Otwell is in a little bit of disbelief there. And I happen to agree with him. I thought that was well above Carlisle. She will fly this one to left field, and under it to make the grab is Fields, tagging and heading for a third. A no throw for Arant. So the fly out from Carlisle will advance Arant to third. Runners on the corners here with one down as Autumn Holland steps into the plate. It's a 2-0 lead for the Indians. Autumn Holland has been hot as of late. Back in that area tournament, kept on hitting doubles. A pop-up here to left field, and sliding to make the grab is Fields. It'll go down as a sack flies. Arant tags up from third and heads to home. A 3-0 lead for the Indians now. Carlisle stays put at first. Two down in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up the catcher and future Grambling State Tiger, Alyssa Brown, to the plate. She's got a .343 average across the course of the season, 33 RBIs, and a chopper over the head of the third basewoman, Gant. It'll roll down the left field line, finally snagged there by Gant, and they will actually call that one a foul ball. Thought it took a hop and a skip. It went right over the head of Gant at third base, and landed in what I thought was fair territory, but the umpire disagrees. Will say that was a foul ball. So it's an 0-1 count here. Carlisle will trot back to first base. Seal comes set here in the 0-1 is a high pop-up, but foul down the first base side. Nobody able to get a jump on it. Now an 0-2 count here to Alyssa Brown. The 0-2 to Alyssa Brown. It's a base hit into shallow left center field. Carlisle into third. Brown will hustle out and make it a double out of it. And so now two runners in scoring position here with two down. We're going to see a pinch runner in Zoe Harrison come out and finish out, hopefully, this trip around the base paths for Alyssa Brown. And Madison Callaway will come up as the right fielder, the eight-hole hitter for the Indians. And I believe that will be scored as a double. We'll take a quick look and let you know here in just a moment. I got a stray softball somewhere over here. And still waiting here. I missed that pitch while a softball came over here and hit me in the foot. So it's a 1-0 count to Callaway. Apologies for that. That one skipped in front of the plate. A good block from the catcher there to keep it in front. So now a 2-0 count. Bailey looked like she was thinking about trying to come around and come home on it, but she will decide not to. And upstairs to Callaway here. It's a 3-0 count. A walk would load the bases here for Kyla Richardson, the 9-hole hitter for the Indians. And I've already seen what's happened here in the past with the bases loaded back in that area. In the first game of the area tournament against Stanhope Elmore, and inside the park home run, it was a grand slam. Callaway leaves it on her shoulder on the 3-0 pitch. Umpire gives the nod to the Wildcats there, so a 3-1 count. Off the neck of the bat. It's a hard hit line drive that trails slightly foul down the first base side. Came down about 3 feet to the right of that first base side, and that will make the count full here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The payoff. Skipped in front of the dirt. Carlisle's going to hustle and come for home. She will tag. Harrison takes a step at third, but will elect to remain right there. And Callaway hustles around and takes the spot at second. The pitch was bounced, and it was behind the catcher in Emily Payton. And Bailey took advantage of that right away. It's a 4-0 lead here for the Indians in the bottom of this first inning. Kyla Richardson up at the plate, the sole lefty for the Indians in the starting lineup, and she drops down a bunt, and it is a good one. One run will score. And she will head to second. She stayed at first, and then the catcher, Payton, was in no hurry there to get rid of it, so she will advance over to second. And so another run will score. It's 5-0, and Callaway now stands at third base with Richardson over at second. It's Lexi Smith in the box, and she will swing away. It's a ground ball right to the second baseman. A throw over to first, and it is in time. That will end the inning. Indians strand two, but they plate five here and got a 5-0 lead after one. And we'll be back here in just a couple of moments for the top of the second inning on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
And neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Well, it's the top of the second here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network in game one of the AHSAA's South Regionals. Indians taking on the Theodore Bobcats and out to a quick lead after batting around in the bottom of the first inning. Aurelia Culpepper with a two-run shot. Sophie Arant scored a run, as did Bailey Carlisle. Autumn Holland plated a couple on a sack fly, and a double from Alyssa Brown plated some more. It's a 5-0 lead here as Sophie Arant comes set in the rubber and leading off here in the cleanup spot for the Wildcats, or Bobcats, that is, apologies, as a first pitch strike there from Arant. It is the catcher, Peyton, who will get us going. Arant comes set. The 0-1 is a called strike two. Arant already has two strikeouts on the afternoon. Looking to pick up our third here. And bounced in front of the plate on the 0-2 from Arant. Took a skip and a hop and hit right in the chest plate of our home plate umpire here this morning. For all of those wondering, I did in fact bring sunscreen this time. We are nice and coated here. Not sure how much that will help though. The 1-2 here from Arant is a wave and a miss. Third strikeout of the night for Sophie, or of the morning for Sophie. And four up, four down to start off her night. Out of the four outs, three of them have been strikeouts for her so far. Brooklyn Gant will come up to the plate next. She's serving as the third baseman here tonight for the Bobcats. And behind her, it'll be Charlie Field serving as a left fielder. First pitch from Arant is a wave and a miss. And that's three consecutive first pitch strikes for her. The 0-1 from Arant is a wave and a miss. And it looks like it caught right under the chest plate of Alyssa Brown. It was a foul tip, actually, I believe. Kind of sent it flying backwards to Brown. She's up and walking around here. Home plate umpire is going to come out and give her a little bit of time to collect herself. And dusting off the plate now. Brown has been up and just standing there, hands on her hips, ready to go here. Home plate umpire will march back behind her, throw on the mask, and we are just about ready to resume play here. One down in the top of the second. Indians lead it 5-0. And it's the 0-2 count. The pitch was called a ball. Not sure how much I agree with that one. Could have been a tad outside, though. Difficult for me to see at this angle. Wave and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Arant and give her four on the morning. Wow. She has come out and she has looked dominant all the way throughout. Now there's two down here in the top of the second inning. As a reminder, first and second inning action brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Up at the plate now, it is the shortstop, Gracie Yonker, and the first pitch is a called strike one from Arant. Give her a first pitch strike on every batter she's faced so far this inning. A weave and a miss on the 0-1 pitch, and that'll give it an 0-2 count here to Arant. And missed that one just a little bit outside. 1-2 now. A foul tip here on the 1-2 pitch. We will try it again. Yonker staying focused here and trying to eliminate any possibility of another strikeout. Arant begins her motion. The 1-2 pitch called strike three. Go ahead, Sophie, strike out the side. 5 on the morning for so far as the Indians have a 5-0 lead. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Bottom of the second coming your way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
It's the bottom of the second, and Indians look to tack on to their 5-0 lead. It's Layla Culpepper going to lead us off here in the bottom of this second inning. First pitch to her was a little outside, 1-0. It's still Seal on the rubber here tonight. That one is a fly ball from Culpepper into the alley in left field, and not able to make the grab there is Fields, and Culpepper will round second and head into third standing up. I believe they will credit that as an error if I had to guess, but regardless, leadoff woman on for the Indians yet again, whether it's an error or a triple. So Layla Culpepper here and stands just 60 feet away. And waiting here to see how they credit that one. Sophie Arant here steps into the box, and the first pitch to her is well north of the zone there. A 1-0 count. They do credit Gant with the air there, so it will not count as a triple for Culpepper, unfortunately. And well upstairs there. Same pitch, same result. And we'll make it a 2-0 count here to Sophie. Aaron has been really effective as a freshman for the Indians. That one is well upstairs over the head of Peyton. Culpepper heads up play and will come around and score 6-0 for the black and gold. The wild pitch sends her across the plate. And so now the base is empty for Arant as she faces a 3-0 count. I mentioned she's been effective here so far. She leads the team in doubles. She's got 22 on the season. Got some pop in her bat so far. She will take strike one there. Leaves it on her shoulder on the 3-0 count. And upstairs. And a second walk of the afternoon suffered by Seal there. And just the second one for the Indians as well. Bailey Carlisle back up at the plate. Singled in her last time up before coming around to a score on the double from Alyssa Brown. She takes ball one. A pop-up there from Bailey out in the shallow left field and off the glove of Fields, the left fielder there. They will credit her with another error on that one. And Bailey heads into first base. Arant stays put at second. Well, moves from first to second, but stays put right there. Didn't want to try and test the arm, and probably didn't have much of a head start either. You'd expect a left fielder to make that play. It was not a super difficult play out there. Second error of the inning going against Fields. Now, Taylor Carlisle in the box, and as she steps in, she will take ball one. It was low and inside. The 1-0 is a towering pop-up in the infield, and that there to make the grab is a second baseman, Harrison. One down now for the Indians. Autumn Holland here is going to step into the box, and she shows bunt, but pulls back. Arant will head over to third, and Carlisle will follow right behind her and advance to second. So now two in scoring position, and that also takes away a potential inning-ending double play for the Bobcats. Maybe a little bit of a squeeze situation. See if Holland decides to stick with the bunt. The 1-0, and she will swing away. It is a pop-up into the shallow outfield, and there to make a running play on it is Harrison, the second baseman, but her momentum carried her all the way into the outfield, and the Indians will tag up and score one. So it's a 7-0 ball game. Arant advances home there from the sacrifice, or what will go down as a sacrifice fly. And Carlisle will advance. Bailey, that is, not Taylor, advances over to third. Two down. First pitch swinging here from Alyssa Brown. It's a ground ball single right between the 5-6 hole and trickles into the outfield. And that gives the Indians an 8-0 run, or 8-0 lead, as we will see Zoe Harrison come out and serve as the pinch runner yet again for Alyssa Brown. That is her second hit of the afternoon. Got a double in her first time up, and now Madison Calloway will step into the box here with two down in the bottom of the second. And a foul ball from Hurst right down the third base line kicks off the front of the dugout. Heads up play. The 0-1-2 Callaway is a high pop-up, but it goes foul and out of play there down the first base side. Now facing an 0-2 count here is Madison Callaway. the 0-2 is well downstairs there. And a good block from the catcher, Peyton, to stop anybody from advancing. Good eye from Callaway. Takes that one as it was a close call upstairs. And makes it a 2-2 count. And that one, an extra right on the front left shin, the 2-2 pitch, and hit a by pitch. First time we've seen that this afternoon. Callaway wears it, and now there's two runners on. Harrison stands at second, and over at first, it is now Callaway, as Kyler Richardson will come back up to the plate. I mentioned a couple of times just the sole lefty is the senior in Richardson. She's got a 340 average here across the course of the season, and the first pitch to her is a hard hit ground ball under the outstretched glove of the second baseman Harrison, and Zoe Harrison will come around to score. Callaway rounds third but will check up right where she is. 9-0 the Indians lead it after another RBI single, and now runners at the corners as Lexi Smith will come back up to the batter's box. Indians have now hit around in both innings, everybody getting a turn here in each inning across the course of this game. First pitch swinging here, and an outstretched sliding grab there from Gant, but Smith's speed will make her rethink it as Callaway comes around to a score. Now a 10-0 ball game for the black and gold. After the RBI single there from Smith. It's Culpepper in the box now. And that one is low and inside. And it was off the glove there of Peyton, but kept it in front of her. So it's Richardson at second. Callaway comes around to score after being hit by the pitch. And that one well upstairs, way over the outstretched glove of Peyton. Both runners will advance. So now two stand on second and third for the Indians. And run rule is in effect here throughout the regionals and potentially the state tournament if the Indians make it there. That one is downstairs as well, and now it's a 3-0 count here to Culpepper. Hit from Culpepper. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Second jack of the afternoon for Layla Culpepper, and that will make it a 13-0 ball game. Shout out John Sterling for that home run call. A big influence of mine, and Culpepper's second home run of the afternoon will make it a 3-0 ball game here, a 13-0 ball game in the bottom of the second. That is home run number 21 on the season for Culpepper. She's just one away from tying the record of Maya Holt back when she was Gatorade Player of the Year in 2024. First pitch swinging from Arant. It's over the outstretched glove of Fields in left field. Arant rounds first, rounds second, and heading to third. It'll be a close play, but she is in there. Ball was over the head of the third baseman, Gant, and there to back it up was Peyton. Credit to Arant for the triple there. And a lot of two-out hitting for the Indians. They have scored five runs, actually, here with 2 outs in the bottom of this inning. Bailey Carlisle steps up and shows a bunt, trying to lay down a bunt single. She did it last time and will do it again. And Arant will come around to score. Now it's a 14-0 ball game. It is a 15 runs is the run rule after 3 innings, so one more for the Indians and then 3 outs, and they will advance here to the second round of the regional. And Carlisle will stand in the box here, take strike one. But Bailey will advance over to second on the stolen base. And might expect her to see her head to third as well. She will not on this pitch, at least, as Carlisle takes upstairs 1-1 now. Hard hit ball from Carlisle, tracking down the fence, but it is off of it, just a little bit foul down the third base line. Carlisle will have to head back to second. And that foul ball makes it a 1-2 count. Carlisle pops it straight up, and making chase for it is the catcher, Peyton, and she will make the grab there. So that will end the inning. Indians plate another 9 runs, I believe it was. Nope, 8 runs. Math is hard sometimes, guys. We will head to the top of the third inning here on the Collier Ford with Tomka Sports Network. Indians lead it 14-0 as they look to continue the odyssey to Oxford on the Collier Ford with Tomka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the third as the Black and Gold have a 14-run advantage over the Theodore Bobcats. And leading off here for the Bobcats is Gracie Yonker, the shortstop, and she'll be followed by Jade Lopez and Zylia Hackett, the right fielder, the 3-2 up for the Bobcats. Arant still in the circle, and the first pitch is a check swing, but it would have been a called strike regardless, and I think that Yonker went around as well. So striking a couple of different spots there. A wave and a miss, 0-2. Arant throwing gas out there, and nobody really looking to find her. And Arant, the 0-2, called strike three, give her six, apologies, for Arant. She has struck out every batter that she has faced here tonight, minus one. And that one was a line out to Autumn Holland to end the bottom of the first. That's four straight, by the way, in case you were counting. Arant called strike one here as she faces Jade Lopez. I believe Lopez is serving as the designated player here this afternoon, not out in the field. And an 0-1 count to her as Arant continues the first pitch strike streak. And a wave and a miss on the off-speed pitch. That's 0-2. ball. Strike three. Got her looking. Make that five straight for Sophie. As one out away here before heading to the bottom of the third. It's the nine-hole hitters. Zylia Hackett up for the Bobcats. Another righty facing off against Arant. The first pitch from her is just a little bit outside. And that will end the five-batter first pitch strike streak that Arant had been working on. Still plenty of room to make it six straight Ks. Called strike three, or called strike one, apologies. Jumped ahead of myself there. And that one, I believe, just a tad outside, and it was 2-1 count here to Hackett. Seven strikeouts here so far today for Arant, as that one is a called strike two here, and I will even us up here. Twos across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two outs here in the top of this third inning. A wave and a miss. Make that six straight strikeouts for Sophie Arant. One run away. That's all the Indians need here in the bottom of the third to end this one early. We head to the bottom of the third. See if the black and gold can get it done. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
And we are back here, top or bottom of the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Leading it off for the black and gold, it's Autumn Holland. Getting her third at bat here tonight. She's got a sack fly and two RBIs. Well, two sack flies, and that one is a hard hit ground ball in the 5-6 hole. First pitch swinging from Holland, and she will make the trek over to first base. They lead off woman on like it's been every single inning here for the Indians. As Alyssa Brown will step into the box now. She's got two hits on the night, a double and a single, two RBIs for her as well. And the first pitch bounced in the dirt. Holland will head to second base. They'll take the free pass there, and that is now a 1-0 count here to Alyssa Brown. Brown, the catcher here for the Indians, batting in the 7-hole. Behind her, it's Madison Calloway. If we get there, a base hit would likely end the game. And that one is a called strike. And a hard hit, a line drive there down the first base side. They will rule it a fair ball, and Holland will step up or will check up there at third base. And so now two runners in scoring position here for the Indians. As Madison Calloway steps into the box and a base hit would likely end this ball game here. Madison Calloway here drew a walk and hit by a pitch. So still looking for that first base hit, but has reached and both of her appearances here so far this afternoon. Waiting on the first pitch to her. Seal is still on the mound and first pitch swinging. It's a line drive there and trying to make the play at the plate. Holland steps on a bat there and will come around to score. And that base hit there, RBI single from Madison Calloway. That will end the ball game here. No celebration from the Indians as they know their work is not done. They're heading to the second round of the AHSAA South Regionals in the winner's bracket. It's a double elimination tournament, but they won't need it right now. They will face off against the winner of Spanish Fort and Rehoboth. They are currently tied at one in the bottom of the third. We'll keep you posted on who they might face. To make sure to stay tuned on the Wetumpka Sports Network Instagram and Facebook pages. We'll keep you updated with everything. First pitch of that game will be at 3:15 p.m., barring any changes or possible delays from what may happen in the 4A game preceding that. We'll run you through here the stats, and you can't talk about this ball game without talking about the gem that Sophie Arant pitched. A perfect game on the mound for her, although it was just three innings. Eight strikeouts for her. She struck out eight of the nine batters that she faced, and then at the plate, Layla Culpepper getting it done as always. Four or five RBIs for her on two home runs. And a couple other people had really good nights as well. Lexi Smith collected two hits. Alyssa Brown collected three hits. Two sack flies and a single for Autumn Holland. Bailey Carlisle comes around and scores twice. She had two RBIs to her name as well. Two hits for Kyla Richardson as well. Picks up a single, and that'll do it. Indians get the win here, 15-0 over the Theodore Bobcats. We will see you at 3:15 here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll let you know our opponent as soon as we know. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you this afternoon. For the final time today, I am Mitch Petrie in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, and this is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.